We can take a minute to transition to the guided meditation now. Sitting here very peacefully now, we feel more grounded and connected and balanced and stabilized in the energy of this place and the energy of the environment and the energy from the earth coming up into our feet and rejuvenating us, and the energy from those around us becoming more harmonized and more balanced as we seek peace together. And we seek stillness of mind together, and we seek harmony and love and joy together. And from this place of collective stillness of thought, we allow ourselves to take a step back inside of our consciousness and recognize that there is an observer of the thoughts, and there is an observer of the observer. And we appreciate that we are that only seeing the tip of an iceberg of the deeper mind that is supporting all the potentials of conscious awareness of thought and of the body and of the mind. That which is the feeler of the entire thought system has no limits to the scope, the breadth of the identity that we can allow ourselves to sink into and feel at one with. And as we sink deeper into the appreciation of the self, feeling ourself deeper than every thought, deeper than every emotion, we sense that there is a gateway to the infinite aspect of our identity that is opened through the appreciation of the sacramental aspect of our experiences, of our reality, the sacredness in every moment that we honor as we seek to come together in an appreciation of oneness in unity with all of the cosmos and all of the heavens and all of our star family, our brothers and sisters, an extended family from the heavens and beyond. And in this oneness, we appreciate in great reverence the glory of the great infinite universal mind that we are connected to and that we seem to be sparks of or reflections of as we take on incarnations and bodies, but which we ultimately have become distracted from appreciating in bodies up until we allow ourselves to sink back in through meditation and prayer and deeper appreciations and gratitude for the extended nature of who we are, who and what we are as the great consciousness, the great spirit inhabiting bodies, but not limited to bodies, not limited in awareness to these finite forms, seemingly finite forms that mirror and reflect the infinite aspects of ourself. And so in this time, in this space, we can sink in a deeper appreciation of what we are as lights, light beings manifested from the inner dimensions in through the outer dimensions, which interface through the energy centers of our vehicles of mind, body, and spirit. And we see these represented as the chakras, these interfaces between our inner and outer natures. And we sense in our red, in our base root chakra, a great sense of peace and security in our survival, as we don't need to worry about survival, but we appreciate that we are here in bodies, able to express with great security and great confidence this radiance of our entire being that is interconnected with our bodies and with all of creation. As this energy comes in through the base of our spine, we see it travel to this brilliant orange center, the sacral chakra, the personal identifications stored in this chakra, and we release our blockages and burdens to be a certain way, to see ourselves as higher or lower or better or worse in any ways, and we see ourselves as completely at peace in appreciation that we are light itself, and we do not need to be tied down to any limited sense of self or feelings that we are inadequate. We can accept ourselves fully and completely in this brilliant orange energy, and we see ourselves traveling along our spine to the yellow solar plexus near the stomach, above the stomach, and we sense the great peace in our interconnectedness with each other in the social aspects, and we sense that we can release any needs to control or limit ourselves through a need to see ourselves as controlled or being controlled or needing to control. And we release all sense of control, and we feel ourselves fully grounded with our friends and family and neighbors, and we feel ourselves at peace with the situations that we've chosen to be in for our learning and growth. And we choose to see that there was always a plan to our circumstances in life, that we can forgive wherever we're at and love wherever we're at. And in this love and forgiveness and acceptance of everyone in our lives, we travel upward to the heart center, and we see in our hearts a great radiance of love and peace and this brilliant green energy that we radiate outward. And we sense that there is no need to restrict or block or withhold love, that we are at peace and we are secure in our freedom to love without being infringed upon, that we are completely free and open and radiant in our hearts, fully embracing all that is revealed to us, all that is before us, as worthy of love, as accepting of love, without any way that to be stopped from our love that is fully embracing and open and radiant. And we could travel higher to our throat chakras now, our blue ray centers, and we see in this brilliant blue energy the ability to communicate our love clearly and receive love clearly through an appreciation of our interconnectedness with all those around us and all that we encounter, with freely shared open and honest communication and open and honest sharings of love from the throat center, the blue ray. We travel higher now to our pineal gland, our center of our brains, and we sense this brilliant indigo center, this brilliant ability to perceive that love is universal and that all aspects of our identity can be tied to the universal energies flowing into us, flowing from across all time and space, in the archetypal expressions that manifest as our appreciations of the universal aspects, the infinite aspects of everything that we see, having a spark of the divinity of the infinite mind revealed. And in this vantage point, we can see above us the crown, the indigo, reaching to the violet ray of consciousness coming in through our crown, and we accept our oneness with the divine source of all that is. And we see in this gateway to the infinite mind this brilliant light streaming into our bodies and healing anything that needs healing. We're allowing for great peace wherever peace is needed within us and within our life experience. And we accept this greater and greater infinite light into our reality. And we see within this doorway and through this doorway a connection to the heavens and all the ascended masters and all the beings that operate in this shared frequency of a desire for peace and love on earth. And together we radiate this peace and love and desire for peace and love for all humanity, connected together as one great mind, uniting all of humanity around our shared intentions for openness to love and light and forgiveness for all humanity, and extended connections with those heavenly beings who are seeking to be of service to us, the light workers on earth and the light workers in extraterrestrial bodies or bodies operating beyond our perceptions. And we thank them for joining us as we seek together as one mind, looking to see unity and peace and love and joy radiating on earth again, and the great healing that is possible in our near futures that we see coming into manifestation. And in this unified and connected consciousness, we can share our energies through our hearts with each in the group again, as we can send the energy from left to right around in a ring in the circle. We pass our love from left to right and let it form this ring of light, golden, greenish light that continues to move around in a circular fashion and accelerate as we sense this ring of loving light energy connecting us more and more in the circle and allowing us to appreciate more and more our unity and our unified intentions for love and light and harmony and forgiveness. And we can send this light and this ring upward in a column, in a spiral up above us. And we see this light traveling higher in this column, and we can move upward now with our consciousness in the vectoring aspect, and we see that we can see our circle below us, and see as we travel higher, we see the mountains off in the distance and the lights of the cities all around us. And we can travel higher and higher now, and we see more of the whole country in view and more of North America in view and all the lights of the cities. And we travel higher and higher to the upper atmosphere, and we can see now where we are going back down the column. But as we are traveling higher, we can take a moment to pause and appreciate all the other light workers who have sent up their columns in a similar way. We appreciate all the light workers and the grid workers who have created these perfect columns of light and these perfect grids of light that have interconnected all of the seemingly finite with the infinite expressions of light that are streaming into the planet, that we are seeking to balance and harmonize for greater balanced healing for the earth wherever the healing is needed. And we see this healing happening, and we send our prayers up into the infinite mind, the God consciousness, and we see the prayers for healing all being sent there and being reciprocated with the return of the answering to the calling for light. And that answering we see manifesting as wherever there is suffering, we see that light manifesting as an end to suffering on earth, a reduction of all the unforgiveness as people open their hearts and see the paths forward all across the planet where there's a need for the unblocking of energies, the stuck energies and unforgiveness. And we see people learning to work together better, and we see the golden age dawning in the near future as we open up to the vibrations which permit higher technologies, free energy technologies, the technologies which can bring about greater and greater peace and harmony and joy as we anchor in the divine light into our reality. And we see it manifest through shifts in our society that are very needed to bring about peace and appreciation of peace and oneness for all mankind. And we see ourselves more and more united with the source of this healing light as we look upward, and we see also the many beings praying with us and joining with us in our intentions and the work that they do. We appreciate and we honor them, all the beings who are with us honoring the work of the light workers to bring about greater healing and greater renewal on earth. And we join with them now, and we invite them to join us however they can. If it is possible for them to join us in the physical, we invite them to join us and share in the inspiring, loving energies that we are here to manifest for all those in our lives, all those on earth who need greater inspiration, greater awareness of our interconnectedness with the divine light and the divine heavenly realms. that we represent and seek to represent more on Earth. We can travel higher now with our column of light up to the orbit of the moon. We sense many beings operating in that influence, and we thank them for their work, and we invite them to join us wherever they are in alignment, wherever is possible to join us in this unified intention, shared intention. We can travel higher now, and we can travel out to the orbit of the planet Mars. And we thank all the critters that are with us and their work in unifying the Earth energies. We could travel around the orbit of Mars, and we sense the great peace happening on that planet as it finds its renewal. And we thank the beings who are operating for the healing of all the planets of the solar system wherever healing is needed. And we can travel now to the past the asteroid belt with our column out to the gas giants, past Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and we see the many loving beings operating in those influences. We invite them to join us in our shared intentions and shared prayers, and wherever it is safe for them to join us, we invite them to join us. Wherever it is possible for them to contribute more, we invite them to contribute to the healing of Earth and to the inspiration of humanity. And we can travel outward now past the orbit of Pluto and the rocky bodies in the Oort cloud, and we can travel to the further extent of the solar system, and we turn back and we see it now with the sun beating at the center as the heart of the solar system, the source of all light and love. And we see this as one great being now, the solar system as one body, unified and working to represent one tiny piece of a infinite, magnificent entirety of a magnificent creation. But in this place we call home, we see this great sun loving us all, and we share our love with the sun, and we recognize that we can be tiny fractions of this light reflected of this infinite intelligence, this infinite light. And we see this great representation and mirror in the sun, and we honor this great body operating for the healing of all the aspects of itself throughout the solar system, but especially on Earth now. We thank the sun for the healing happening. We can also turn now our gaze towards the center of the galaxy, and we sense all across the galaxy the beings who honor the sacredness of this divine Milky Way galaxy and the divine plan that is unfolding for all the star systems, all the planets with intelligent life at every stage of evolution, seeking the light, seeking to grow back towards the oneness and the appreciation of oneness of what this divine plan was, manifesting in all these beings that we are inviting to join with us in shared intentions for healing and harmony on Earth, wherever possible, however possible. We thank them for their work, and we see our column now representing this great intention, shared intention, and we can travel back now along down our column, back to the orbit of the outer planets, back to the orbit of the inner planets, back down to the Earth, back down to see the source, to see our country in view again, and our state in view again, and our city in view again, and back down to the group. And we can use this column as we need, as we are guided, and we can continue in silent meditation now for 10 to 15 minutes.